Hello everyone, today I'm with Jonathan Mead, so I'd just like to welcome you, Jonathan. Great to have you here today.
Thank you. Yeah, it's awesome to be here and to speak with your readers, and hopefully I can share some kind of value today.
All right, well, I'll jump in straight away with, I understand you've recently gone self-employed and you've been doing this now full-time. Just how were you able to do this? So many people who are listening to this right now have their main goal is just getting away from the 9 to 5 and not working for the man, doing it on their own and on their own terms.
I personally believe that you can have all the tools in the world, you can have all the resources, you can have a really great mentor, you can have the best training you possibly can find, but I really think the shift happens, and what's really going to make it inevitable that you make this happen for yourself, whatever you want to call it, ditching the 9 to 5 or working for yourself, if you want to make that happen, it really starts in your mind. So I personally believe the biggest attribution to making this happen for myself was knowing 100% without a doubt that this was going to happen. It was only a matter of time, and I would do whatever it took, and I would, you know, try everything that I possibly could try, and I would fail over and over if that's what needed to happen. But I knew that it was going to happen, that it was just a matter of time. So I think it's that kind of just certainty that, you know, that you'll do whatever it takes, and it doesn't matter whether you have enough resources or whether you have enough time, that you're going to make the time, you're going to make the resources. And yeah, I think that was kind of the biggest shift for me.
What would you say to those people who don't really have too much time to spend, to get to their goals? I mean, we're both rather young compared to a lot of people trying to do this, and so we could waste a bit more time. But a lot of people, you know, they need this now. This has to happen for them as soon as possible.
Yeah, you know, for some of those people, I could definitely relate. My situation is obviously not exactly the same as everyone. Some people have kids. Some people have grandkids. Some people have lost their job and now they have to make it happen. So a lot of people in a lot of different situations, but personally for me, what initially happened is I started to read a lot of stuff online, and I started to get into the kind of entrepreneurial space. And once I started to see how much more it made sense for me to work for myself and how much better that would make the quality of my life, I knew that had to happen. And it made me really frustrated with my current situation, because I knew where I wanted to be, but I wasn't there I wasn't getting there as fast as I wanted to be, you know? So yeah, it was, for me, it was a necessity that I needed to make time. So personally, I think you have to really ask yourself some hard questions. You have to ask yourself, what am I willing to give up in order to make that happen? You know, there's the obvious time-wasting things that everyone mentions, like watching TV or surfing the internet or spending time reading blog posts that has no point or it has no purpose. There's those obvious time-wasting things that a lot of people talk about, but there's also other really commitments that we make that we think are non-negotiable that really are optional. So it's taking a look at those things as well. Maybe you have some kind of committees or groups that you're involved in that aren't really necessary that you could drop. Maybe there's some hobbies that you don't need to be spending as much time on. Maybe you don't need to be spending that much overtime at your work trying to impress your boss and keep up with everyone else. Maybe it's that you don't need as an expensive of a car as you bought that's requiring you to make $600 car payments that makes you have to work 10 more hours a week. You know, it's taking a look at those things that are kind of like the hidden things that we think don't really make much of a difference, but they really do. So I think it's really just taking a hard look at those things and really being honest with yourself and asking yourself, you know, do I really want this? And, you know, what am I willing to give up at least temporarily until you make it happen?
Oh, great advice. And you mentioned that you did look online to find some ways to make money yourself. What was the way you found that worked best for you, and why do you think it did work for you?
The first thing that I found that worked pretty well was my ebook, and I think that's a fairly traditional way that a lot of people start making money online, at least if they're in the kind of information product marketing realm, so to speak. That was pretty effective for me because I would say I had a lot more success with that promoting my own product. Before that, I was promoting some other people's stuff as an affiliate, and that wasn't as effective for me as promoting my own stuff because I actually had that trust and that relationship built with my readers. So that was pretty effective for me. And after that, that just kind of grew organically into coaching. It seemed like the next step. I wanted to help people on a more personal level and really get inside the hearts and minds of people and see what kind of problems they were having and get to know people personally so I could really know my audience on a more intimate level. And that really helped me with being able to see what kind of, you know, what those biggest problems were, what those biggest frustrations were. And that really helps you figure out where you can provide the most value. So even if you're not interested in coaching or consulting on a long-term basis, it can help to do some kind of free consultations or free coaching to be able to get to know people and get to know your clients on a more personal level. And it really helps you make a more emotional connection when you do release another product. So that was kind of the organic, I guess, evolution for me.
And you've mentioned that you sold an ebook and you've done coaching. Which would you say was the best for yourself, for the time put in versus the sort of return you get?
Yeah, it's really hard to say because they're really two totally different markets. And for me, I got a lot of value out of the ebook and creating it. But the thing is, after you do that, you don't have a lot of interaction with your customers, and you don't have a lot of interaction with the community of people reading it as much as you do with something, say, one-on-one or in a group setting or something like that with coaching or even seminars or things like that. So I would say that it really depends on your goals. And I had some different goals. I did coaching because I wanted to number one, connect with people on a more deeper level. And then I also wanted to create another income stream for people that wanted to take what they had learned in my ebook to a higher level. So my goals were different for each thing. So I think for anyone who's listening to this, it's really about what kind of market you want to be in and how you want to market yourself. Obviously, coaching or consulting, there's a ceiling that you're going to reach because you can only make so much money based on how much time you have. So if that's okay to you and you really value that one-on-one interaction with people, then go for it. You're going to have to learn how to market yourself in a much different way than a product, which we obviously don't have time to get into right now. But I really think it really depends on what you want out of it. And if you start asking that question, then you can get into there. Personally, I value the coaching, but I don't have any goals to take it to like a huge scale. I just like having like 3 or 4 clients a month, and that's fine for me.
No, that's cool. I do something similar, and I find it sort of gives you also ideas what to cover on your own site, because they sort of tell you the questions they still not too sure about themselves.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. That's it's like free content.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. That's good. So you've mentioned you sell coaching and you sell your own ebook, and I take it this is all from your blog.
Right. Yeah. It's all kind of evolved from my blog. I do have another project that I just launched the beginning of October as well. It's called Paid to Exist, and it teaches people how to create an income out of their passion. And we're on week 6 of that out of 8 weeks, and that's going really well as well. But yes, it's all evolved out of my blog, and it's just been really awesome to see it happen. And just, you know, once you have it going, the coolest thing is you can always find ways to optimize things. You can always find ways to continually make things more and more effective. And it's just kind of the only thing is that's really limiting you is asking yourself, how far do you want to take this, you know?
No, it sounds good. So I have thousands of people who visit my site regularly that have recently set up their own blogs. What sort of was the difference between when you first set up your site to actually monetizing? What was sort of the transition you had to go from not making money to actually finally making money and making enough to give up your job?
That's a great question, because that's something I personally really struggle with. Before I had this blog and now really this business, I had never run a business in the past, except for maybe, you know, mowing lawns for neighbors when I was 10 or 11 years old. But when I first started my blog, I had this mindset of, okay, if I can just get enough readers, if I can just get enough subscribers, I can find a way to monetize things. So you hear that word a lot in the blogging realm, monetize. I personally can't stand that word, because it implies that you're taking something that's not meant to make money, or that doesn't start with the purpose of making money, at least, and then trying to figure out a way to make money from it. So instead of starting with that paradigm, this is the shift that I had to make, because I did start with that monetization paradigm. I had to shift to the paradigm of, I'm running a business. These are the things that I need to do to make money. How can I use my blog in a way that supports these objectives? Yeah. So it's going from the mindset of, you know, how can I monetize this content or this whatever into how can I run this business in a way that's supported by a blog?
All right, cool. That sounds good. And so I read The 4-Hour Work Week. Great book, but you've brought out your own little free ebook for your blog called The 0-Hour Work Week. Love the idea of it, and it's something that I sort of apply to my own sort of why I'm doing what I'm doing today. And it'd be good for you just to share with my readers what the 0-hour work week means.
You know, I talked a little bit earlier about, you know, kind of figuring out that it made more sense for me to work for myself, and that in the beginning it really frustrated me. That was a really big, you know, eye-opening experience for me, and realizing that I can be much happier working toward my own goals and, you know, furthering some personal mission that I have and the kind of change that I want to create and the difference that I want to make in the world. And what really, really frustrated me is that in our society, we live in this paradigm, or we have this framework really that says that work is a chore and life is what's fun. And we're constantly thinking that we have to do one in order to do the other. So you work in order to have your life. And when you're spending time in your quote unquote life, you're basically avoiding the work and, you know, dreading or counting down the time to when you have to go back to work. And that kind of concept really frustrated me, because I thought, why should there be some, why should there be such a big dichotomy between those two things? Why can't those things exist harmoniously? And for me, it was really just about realizing that even though there was this big giant paradigm out there that was looming over me and looming over so many other people that want to do something that they're passionate about, just because a lot of people chose to live that way doesn't mean that you have to choose that as well, because it's not a requirement. What that paradigm is really an agreement. So if you stop agreeing, then you can choose something different. So what the 0-hour work week is really about, and what this whole philosophy, I guess, is really about, is that realizing that there doesn't have to be a boundary between your work on the other hand, on one hand, and your life on the other hand. There doesn't have to be any compartmentalization. Your work can be your life, and your life can be your work, and that's actually the best way to live.
All right, yeah, that really makes sense. And so you've been running your own little internet business for a while now, and working online and the whole internet gives you the freedom most of the time to do what you want when you want. What would you say the internet lifestyle means to you?
You know, it's given me the freedom to do a lot of different things. I study martial arts, and I can do Jeet Kune Do during the day whenever I want. I can, which is something I wouldn't want to have to try to do in an office, because people I would probably get thrown out by security or something. it's allowed me to, you know, book a plane ticket within a couple of weeks and go fly out and spend time with my family without having to ask a boss if it's okay. It's allowed me to do a lot of things. I can basically set my own schedule and work when I want. That's something that I've really had to train myself to realize that I have the ability to do that, because when you leave the 9-to-5, you can start bringing in those old patterns with you to your new work. So that's something I've had to consciously remind myself, that, you know, I can work 4 hours in the morning, take, you know, 5 hours off and spend the afternoon with my wife or go see a movie or something, and then I can work a little bit more at night. You know, it's really just about kind of, you know, how you want to design it. And, you know, I think that's really the coolest thing to me. And it's really like a constantly evolving process of seeing, you know, okay, this is cool, you know, this doesn't work, you know, what do I want to change, and just keep refining it, you know?
Great. And one of the main things you talk about in your blog is about claiming your dreams and being who you want to be. So many people aren't able to live their dreams and do the things they want to be, which is kind of silly, because it is. It's 2009, we can do whatever we want. What would you say to those people, whether it is to make money and then do something, or just to tick something off their bucket list and get something done?
It really comes back to that whole, you know, thinking that you have to live, thinking that you have to live by what you believe is the proper way to live, or what is the acceptable way to live. And really, if you find that you take those risks and you do what you want to do, you're going to find out that, you know, your whole life didn't fall apart, and nothing exploded, and that everything's okay, and it's going to work out. So I think, you know, start taking small risks and start, you know, challenging the status quo in your life. Start with little things, and then build your way up to the things that really scare you. And as you kind of build that courage, I guess, then it'll be easier and easier for you to do it with the bigger things in your life, like, say, quitting your job or something like that.
Wicked. That sounds good. And so you've started making money online, and you started taking off all the dreams you want to do yourself and just living life how you want to on your own terms. If you could get in a time machine and go back and do it all again, what would you do differently?
I think one of the things that I would do that I would do differently is start out with my business, operating it as a business and as a real professional. So a lot of bloggers, and this goes back to that whole monetization mindset, a lot of bloggers, and myself, I was guilty of this too, they just want to run a blog and they just want to do something that's fun, and they don't want to treat it like a business. They don't want to be a marketer. They don't want to have to do accounting. They don't want to have to do administrative stuff. They just want to run their blog and then put up some ads, and hopefully, you know, they'll make a few $100 a month and then everything will be fine. But if I had to go back, I would change that, and I would start out, you know, that this is my business. You know, I'm setting up my my corporation. I'm setting up my books. I'm setting up my accounting. I'm setting up all my systems. I'm treating this as a real professional business and figuring out what the things that I need to do to make money are. And then kind of use that as a tool to be a little bit more serious about it. Because I think once you make that shift, it's a lot easier to start creating the income and start getting the other stuff rolling, because you don't have as much mental resistance, you know?
No, I completely agree. I mean, it's something most bloggers out there get wrong, especially with the whole, you know, having accounts and stuff, because it's something where a lot of people slip up. And I think from the beginning, you've got to realize, you know, is this what you want to be doing? Do you want to make money online? Or is it just the fact that you have a voice and you want people to hear it? And that's definitely a very important thing to talk about. Okay, I got a few... I got a few quick fire questions to end the interview. What do you like most about the internet?
I like that it's able to connect so many different people that have, you know, different interests. So it really empowers community, and it empowers kind of tribes. I think that's my favorite thing.
Wicked. What do you like least about the internet?
I like least that it can, if you're not careful, stop you from realizing that there's another more intimate version of the internet, or internet version of reality out there. So you can forget that you can email someone 100 times, but if you just pick up the phone once, you can likely make a deal with someone in 5 minutes. So it can be easy to forget stuff like that, and it can be easy to forget the value of kind of face-to-face communication.
That's a fair point. What's the best advice you've ever been given?
Whoa. The best advice I've ever been given. I think the best advice I've ever been given is, you know, to not take life too seriously, and to realize that, you know, it isn't going to, you know, kill you if you don't get everything done on your to-do list today. It's not going to make that much of a difference in the long run. You're not going to be sitting on your deathbed, you know, wishing that you would have installed a better productivity system, you know.
All right, cool. And who do you look up to or model yourself on?
One person I look up to a lot is my martial arts teacher. So and just living consciously and being more aware of your health. Another person I look up to is Steve Pavlina. Personal development blogger. In the marketing niche, I look up to Eben Pagan a lot.
Great.
So those are just a few people.
No, they're good people to model yourself on. Very cool people. All right, thanks very much, Jonathan, for sharing some great advice with us. Is there anything you'd like to end the interview with by saying, or anything you want our readers to check out?
Yeah, so I will be launching if you're interested, I'll be launching the next round of Pay to Exist within The next couple of months, we're just wrapping up the last couple of weeks now. So if you go to paidtoexist.net/test, you can get a free test that I've created. It's called the Passion Plus Profits Test. So it's basically there to help you figure out before you take the plunge to doing what you love to see if it's going to be profitable and to see if you're going to have enough long-term interest in the pursuit that you're looking into, that you're not going to get bored of it or you're not going to invest a lot of time and realize that it's not exactly what you want to do. So that test will help you kind of get some confidence in doing what you love for a living before you start out. Again, it's paidtoexist.net/test.
All right, brilliant. Thanks very much, Jonathan.
Well, thanks, Michael.